Well, good morning, everybody. It's very early in the morning here. It's not quite 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm up early because I went to bed early. I'm delighted that there's so much interest in my sharing of my knowledge on herbs and more important, I think, is my continuing interest in herbs. Now, I've been writing about this for years and for I don't know how many videos there would be on the YouTube channel regarding herbs. And if you look back on the hundreds and hundreds of blogs on this website, you'll find some really interesting ones on saving herbs and the work that I've done over the years. Yeah, there's a lot of library there, both on the website here and on YouTube. So, firstly, I was out in the garden yesterday. I mean, I meant to actually get the podcast up and running yesterday, but I was waylaid with other things and, you know, life continually seems to kind of get in the way of what I do. But, I was out in the garden, and considering the fact that we are literally just a few days away from Samhain, which is the beginning of winter in the Celtic calendar, there are roses blooming on the arch. I've taken some photographs of them, and they're here on this little blog. Beautiful to see, really beautiful to see, and not unusual. I mean, don't get too mixed up with worries about climate change and roses blooming in late October. This has been recorded for hundreds and hundreds of years. You know, it just depends on how the seasons merge. And there's been a lot of blurring at the end of summer and that sort of migration into autumn. And now the migration from autumn into winter. It's quite common that you'll get this second flush of flowers and sometimes crops as well. I can recall going out in the middle of winter and harvesting big bunches of parsley. Now, coming on to this, the parsley. Years ago, this is quite funny. I'm talking years ago, okay, because I've got six grandchildren. And the eldest are aged 26 and 25. So when they were little boys, they stayed with me for a year. And I looked after them. I was their sole carer for a whole year. And we had lots of fun. I mean, this was in the very early days of the Bealtaine project. And there was a lot more light, obviously, because the trees were small, they were growing, some of them were like a foot high or 2 or 3 feet high. So I'm talking sort of about 2006, 2007, something like that. But I became aware very quickly of how the land welcomed herbs and how easily they grew here in the west of Ireland. And this became apparent to me when I sowed parsley. Now, I had read that parsley was difficult to germinate and you had to go through various processes and whatnot. And it just seemed like, oh gosh, this is a very fussy plant. Anyway, I had a packet of parsley seed and I think I sowed about 30 or 40 pots of parsley, just little pots, you know, just because I was thinking to myself, well, it's not going to germinate, you know, and there's going to be problems. So I'll just do a whole batch and I'm bound to get maybe half a dozen plants. No. I had whatever it was, about 35 or 38 or something, pots of parsley germinating, growing. I transplanted them into bigger pots, you know, potted them on until they were gigantic. I planted them out in raised beds, you know, that I'd built all the way around the place. And you can see all this in previous photographs. And if you go on to the sidebar on this website, you will see a little search bar that you can use. You can just type in words, you know, herbs, and it'll come up with all the relevant blogs. Anyway, so my two eldest grandsons came up with this idea because obviously I was very, very strapped for money. I was looking after two little boys. There was no financial assistance for me. I didn't want to make it formal because my eldest daughter, you know, wasn't well, and she was very, I just had to mind everything, okay? But I also had a mortgage to pay, so the boys came up with this idea. I was selling seeds by post for €2 a packet, including postage worldwide, which brought me in a few pence, literally, you know. But they said, oh, you know, Nana, why don't you do parsley by post? There was all this parsley and I was gathering it up in bunches and hanging it up to dry and freezing it and giving it away. And I had an honesty stall down at the end of the driveway, you know, when I could see right down to the road before the trees grew. And so they said parsley by post. And actually it was a brilliant idea. And it's amazing how far we've come, because there's an awful lot of food now that you can get delivered, you know, but obviously going back, what was it? It would have been, you know, it's almost 20 years since I started this project. So going back 17, 18 years, there wasn't the Amazon, the delivery servicing, you know, all that. It was just a different environment. But anyway, that really educated me in the ease of growing herbs. From that time, I've grown hundreds, if not thousands, of herbs. And in fact, I remember one, I think it's on the YouTube channel, referring to 40 different herbs that were literally growing here on site that day. And I took the camera around and kind of showed you all the various herbs that were growing. So, yeah, that is a really important beginning for my search for more and more knowledge about herbs. And I can honestly say that all the knowledge that I've gained has come from, you know, the tried and tested permaculture method of getting in there, doing it, sowing these seeds, observing, recording, and getting first-hand knowledge rather than just simply dipping in and out of books. So I'm quite proud of the fact that all that knowledge has been shared, and like I say, this is a huge library of knowledge that I've shared here on this website, and a huge library of knowledge I've shared on YouTube, and I'm not even beginning to add in, you know, Twitter or Facebook. But yeah, it's been really, really interesting, and it hasn't stopped, it goes on. And you'll find some photographs below that I've taken literally, you know, yesterday afternoon of herbs that are growing in and around the garden. And just most of them now would be regarded as edge of woodland herbs, or indeed woodland herbs, like the Guelder Rose, for example. Although I haven't got a photograph of that up, I will go down into the depths of the woodland here at Bealtaine Cottage and photograph some of the Guelder Rose, which is incredibly at home here in the west of Ireland. So what I wanted then to share with you, because I have what many would refer to as a hoard, a hoard of lots of things here. This cottage is burgeoning with hoards of all kinds of stuff. I'm an incredible, not hoarder, by the way, but I am quite a one for holding on to anything that encompasses knowledge or creativity. I think for all the rest of the material world, I really couldn't care less. But anything to do with knowledge or creativity has always been of great interest to me. So having said that, I have my two youngest grandsons, age 6 and 7, up here after school for the past week. And they've been here for a couple of hours, you know, until they were picked up. So each day it was always a case of, at the very beginning on Monday, it was a case of, right, how will I keep them entertained? Well, I didn't even have to think twice about that. I was working in the studio, aka the Eco Lodge. And that's where I keep all my materials. I've got boxes and boxes of stuff, and you know, the books that I post out to you, and reference books that I use, and just boxes everywhere. And the boys were thinking about, you know, Samhain, or Halloween, as they call it at school, you know, because kids get very excited about the whole drama of the festival. And I'm quite open to encouraging them either along the Halloween path, which I know eventually will lead to the interest in Samhain, which is a very ancient Celtic festival. But anyway, cut a long story short, they wanted to make some decorations, you know, to take home and put up in the window. And, you know, it's a huge thing here in Ireland. And I said, okay, well, you know, you can. There's art materials in that box. You'll find safety scissors in that box, and pens and paints and drawing pencils and colouring pencils and so on and so forth. Although I've got to say, I didn't encourage the paints, okay? So they started to rustle around and they found all kinds of things. And what they also found, of course, was several boxes of herbs that I've been saving. Because as you know, I mean, you've seen photographs of herbs hanging up and drying. In fact, I've got one here on this blog. A photograph I took yesterday evening of bay leaves drying on the back of the back door of the cottage. They found various bags, sealed bags and jars and whatnot in this box, and then they opened another box and they found some more, and we all ended up sitting on the floor, and I thought, okay, there's lots of stuff here. Why am I hoarding this? That's why I've called it, you know, my hoard. And I thought, oh, I know what I'm going to do. Because I've already got my jars of herbs in the pantry. So I've got it all stacked. And I use, well, chamomile in particular. I love my chamomile tea. And then there's other herbs, which I'll talk about in another podcast. But I thought, okay, so I think what I'll do with this is all the excess stuff rather than hoarding it. I'll just share it. I'll share my hoard. So I'm going to ensure, first of all, that my email address is put up here on the website. Though I've got to caution you gently, it's only really going to be for the following use. If you email me, I mean, I get hundreds and hundreds of emails every week because people have put my email address up onto lists. So I'm getting pleas from American politicians for donations for their political campaigns and everything. I mean, you know, bizarre stuff. So I'm going to put my email address up so as you can contact me regarding this, which is, if you purchase a book from the website here, I'm going to give you an option to choose from a selection of herbs. Now, I'll put all this up in the next podcast. From a selection of herbs that I have that I'm prepared to share with you. So I'll put a small bag of herbs in with the book. Sadly, it's only going to be for the books because I post those off in padded envelopes when it comes to the map or, you know, stickers. They don't go in padded envelopes, so I can't really put the herbs in there. But anyway, that's just a way of sharing what I have because, you know, I've been involved in clearing out the cottage and trying to make more space and opening up energy pathways here. So you understand where I'm coming from. I want to share the hoard. I don't want to hold on to it because the herbs are continuing to grow. I'm continuing to save or give away. And I've only got so much space here. Seems to be a dwindling space. Well, I think I've sort of witted on long enough. There's a lot of details that I will be sharing with you. I mean, this is just going to be an ongoing podcast. So there will be a continuing sharing of knowledge. I think I'm ready for a cup of coffee at this point. It's it's almost 6:30. Still dark. This is the only bit of winter that I find I'm very impatient with, and that is the ensuing darkness. It's not so bad in the evening, but in the morning, I'm just eager to see the light. So, I shall go off and make myself some coffee, and I hope you enjoy this little blog. And like I've said before, it's a nice place to be here on the website. It feels very safe and it's very community. Anyway, subscribe to the blog if you want to receive an email for any new posts. And I shall be back very soon. So blessings to you all.